Senior citizens in the largest city in western Massachusetts are putting pressure on City Hall as they call for improved transportation to the new senior center. The City of Springfield's $13 million, two-story, 25,000-square-foot senior center debuted in February 2018 to rave reviews.
Oh, it's beautiful. It is the most beautiful building I've seen. It is very, very beautiful.
But now, Vivian Molden says many seniors are discovering they cannot afford to get to the state-of-the-art facilities.
Seniors who used to walk to their local center for activities or a $2 lunch now face the cost of transportation and lunch.
When Springfield opened the new senior center, named for former State Representative Raymond Jordan, located roughly in the center of the city in Blount Park, neighborhood senior services were consolidated under the roof of the new building. Two PVTA buses stop at the center, but seniors say the routes are along major streets and not convenient for many. A paratransit van ride to the center is a $6 round trip. Twice this month, the Massachusetts Senior Action Council has organized rallies in front of City Hall.
Thank you for having us. This evening, we're here to clarify our issue on the transportation and affordability of the Jordan Center for our seniors.
Maddie Lacewell led a group inside to address the Springfield City Council.
We want affordability and access. Thank you.
Thank you.
Elliot Stratton faulted a lack of planning by the city before it opened the Jordan Senior Center and abruptly closed the neighborhood centers.
What are we doing to support the senior community here in Springfield?
Earlier this year, the office of Mayor Dominic Sarno announced that city funds had been allocated to purchase a bus for events at the Jordan Senior Center, but a plan for how the bus will be used has not been announced. Tracy Carpenter, an organizer with the Senior Action Council, urges Springfield officials to consider doing the same as the city of Worcester, which she said picks up half the cost of a van ride to its senior center.
We want to support the success of the Jordan Senior Center and believe that affordable transportation is critical to its success to ensure that every senior has the opportunity and means to participate.
In this municipal election year, the seniors' rallies at City Hall have been attended by several candidates, including Yolanda Cancel, who is challenging Sarno for mayor. City Councilor Jesse Litterman said he'll schedule a meeting of the Health and Human Services Committee, which he chairs, to discuss the senior center transportation issue. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.